Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you'll find all the things that she does for her folks, her customers, helping them with their social media strategy. She can help you with yours because she helps me with mine. Kathy, thanks again for being here. What else do we need
to
know about social media? What's new?
Well, the interesting thing is location-based targeting or location-based marketing and geo-targeting is going to be really one of those new things people are going to want to think about.
Now, is this like local ads on Google, that kind of thing?
It can be, absolutely.
Because we've been talking about that for a long time. We've been doing that a long time.
Yeah, they have radius targeting under the location setting. So you can actually target people at your competitors' locations, if you want, or certain locations that your audience may hang out. So radius targeting with Google AdWords and Facebook advertising, you would be using the drop pin function under the audience settings to be able to target, those people in certain locations.
So super targeting, and you're saying that's the future of digital ads. This is an example where small businesses can get more granular themselves, right?
Yes,
they can add more granular rules because if you have a pizzeria, then and you're in Chicago, you don't need to be advertising to the entire area of Chicago for pizza.
No,
you know they're gonna want pepperoni pizza in Joliet. That's what you're gonna want, or something like that.
In proximity marketing, a lot of small businesses can use beacons, and we've talked about beacons in the past. Those beacons are devices that will trigger an ad or an alert.
Oh yeah, I'm walking along. Now I've got to have my geo on, right?
And you get close to a business, and you all of a sudden you get an ad for a pizza, and say, hey, I think I want pizza, So there, certainly proximity marketing and geo-targeting, there's just so much you can do with that for a small business that it's going to be something we're going to have to see a lot more of, I think.
Right.
And personalized customer experience, a lot more personalization is a new trend, being able to, make sure that your message is talking right.
See, I don't leave. I wouldn't be a good prospect for that because I don't leave my geo on. It's one thing. It's one thing for my carrier to know where I am, and I know they know, and I know they sell people where you are.
Sure.
But it's something else for Google to also know. Now maybe I'm being silly because probably Google knows it the minute that Verizon knows it, but. Google probably gets it from Verizon within a split second, but for some reason it runs your battery down.
Well, okay, but the Google AdWords with radius targeting is saying, okay, I want a radius around this business, so that is a little bit different than the.
But don't people have to have their geo on their phone to pick your ad up though?
No.
Oh, they don't?
No,
okay,
that
was the reason I asked the question.
That. Google AdWords. Yeah, no. It's for the drop pin with Facebook and Google AdWords radius targeting, they would not need their geo on their phone. But on the proximity marketing, if you had one of those beacons, yes, then it would require them having that on their phone. And, most people don't know what their settings are on their phones anyway.
I know it.
So.
Well, can I tell Can I tell, is there a way for me to say, okay, I like Starbucks, I like Burger King, let me know when I'm near one of those places? Are there things like that?
Well, you know, I don't know that there is.
There ought to be. Wouldn't that be good? That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
On your personal choices, but if we're your business and you're Starbucks or you're a small business and you want people to that are getting close to your business,
right,
see your stuff, then you're going to need a device to be able to send them a message.
Absolutely. and yeah, I can see where this could get really granular, especially with your regular customers. Remind them that you got stuff going on. Hey, Kathy, good job today, as always. Come back soon. Thank you for putting up with my sarcasm. You do a great job. We appreciate it. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.